Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, this week we're talking about God of the impossible. And we would all have things in our life that we think to ourselves, that's impossible. That's never going to happen.
So many things, yeah. So often.
Sometimes we have a big list of this isn't going to change and this is never going to happen.
Yeah, that person's not going to change. I'm not going to change.
Yeah.
That situation's not going to change. It's depressing. It's frustrating. You know, all those particular adjectives. And the thing is, though, we need to hold on to our hope, who is God.
Mm.
He is our only hope.
Yeah. And you started off your Heartbeat by talking about the little bee, the little honeybee, and how if you looked at the physics of the honeybee, then it shouldn't be able to fly. Its body compared to its wings.
Well, we actually look at the aerodynamics of an aeroplane when we compare, I guess.
Yeah, because we're applying that to it.
Yeah, yeah. But an aeroplane, say, takes, you know, goes at a certain speed to take off, to fly, you know, straight up in the air, and then does its not particular circles and everything, but, you know, can you know, move to the left or move to the right or rotate a bit or whatever. Whereas a honeybee, it has a particular dance, I guess you would call it, a way to fly, that's not like an aeroplane. It wants to actually hover over a flower while it is sucking up all the nectar,
yep,
the pollen. And so it's like a hummingbird. You know how the wings are, if you've ever seen where they've slowed down the motion of where the
how
photography.
Fast they're flapping their wings.
Yeah, and it's flapping really, really, really fast to stay stationary. You know, I think about it when we're swimming in a swimming pool and we are floating, but we want to stay stationary. We actually, like, even if we're in a canoe and we're not in a swimming pool, we're in a canoe, we have to row the oars, we have to flap our hands a certain way, both rotating, I guess, in an opposite type of direction to stay stationary. But this bee, it does that, but then moves on to another spot and another spot, so it has to change the way it rotates its wings to when it wants to hover, when it wants to move somewhere else, when it wants to go somewhere. Like a helicopter can hover, but it can't then all of a sudden change from hovering. It cannot change from hovering to flying straight, but not as able as a bee.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, you think, that's really so impossible.
Well, it made me think of how, like, the reason we think that a honeybee flying is impossible or shouldn't work is because we're comparing it to the dynamics of a plane and how we've figured out using physics of how to make that work. But we're applying that set of thinking to something else. And it made me think how the way we think is not how God thinks.
No, we have a limited brain, a limited mind.
Yeah, and so it made me think when we go something's impossible, God goes, haha, hang on a second.
Yeah, you've put it in a box because that's how humanly you would
think.
Yeah,
it makes me think of that the scripture in Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 55, around there, where it's like, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. We're like, we just can't think the same way that God thinks. And so we can be encouraged by this, though, because then the things that we think are impossible in life, circumstances that we think aren't going to change, well, with God, they could change.
They
can change. Because you shared some scriptures, ones we've heard before, in like the book of Matthew, you talk about the faith is the size of a mustard seed and how it grows. I'm going to read it because I'll get it wrong otherwise. Here it is. It's in Matthew 17, verse 20, and he's talking about faith the size of a mustard seed. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But it's because that what we think is possible is not, but with faith in God, then things become possible.
Yeah, because can you imagine looking at a big mountain that, you know, think of the biggest mountain that you've ever seen, and you look at it and you go, move.
But have you ever done that in real life? I have. I've looked at a mountain and gone, move.
And it doesn't?
And it hasn't. But, you know, but I've done it based on, that scripture. But I don't know where I was going to move the mountain. It was just, you know, I don't know. You just wanted to appear like you could do it.
But, yeah, the thing is, though, too, because things don't happen, we sometimes then think they're impossible.
Yeah.
But maybe things don't happen because God doesn't want it to happen.
See, that's another perspective, isn't it, to come with. Like, I was thinking about what are the kind of things that we think are impossible, and some are circumstances, and others, I think one of the biggest things is to change people's hearts and minds. People? Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, we can't really – I mean, we can have persuasive arguments and thoughts to try and change someone, but you can't always do that. And so you do think it's impossible. But when we come to God with our impossible, we really have to come with that heart that says, but God, whatever you will, and I will submit to that. Like, I will trust in you, because I think you've raised a good point of just because something's impossible, or we think it's impossible.
Or it doesn't happen.
Yeah, or it doesn't happen because we've asked God to change it. Yes. Yeah, we think it's impossible, but it could be because God doesn't want to change something.
He has another will for a particular circumstance, a particular person.
Mm.
You know, think of not necessarily the worst person you can think of, but someone even in history years ago who did such bad things. You know, you think of the world wars and some of the leaders that they were selfish. They were proud. They wanted, the countries for themselves. Yeah. They wanted to be in power. They wanted to be the number one. Mm. You know, you could think that was impossible to try and change their mind or their heart. But it's not impossible for God.
Mm.
Look at Saul. Saul was persecuting the people of God. He thought he was doing the right thing. So his actually attitude in his heart was right.
Hmm.
But he got it all wrong somehow. Yeah. You know, he being such a devout Jewish person just couldn't understand how these Christians were, you know, following Christ and doing these things. Just what you weren't brought up like that.
Hmm.
And it was God who had to reveal the truth to Saul.
Yeah.
And the truth was so revealing, and God uses this example of the truth is so revealing that his name got changed.
Yeah.
Because he was changed. Mm. Think of even Saint Peter. Peter. God changed his name, remember? He was Simon, and he said, no, now you're Peter the Rock, on whom I will build my church, because you will be strong and faithful. So God does a name change often to signify how God has changed these people. Nothing is impossible for God.
Mm.
I wonder if, you know, we thought about it, if we had a before and after for ourselves.
Yeah.
That, you know, think of the before and after that I was, you know, someone who was brought up to know God but never really followed him. And then there was a time I encountered the living God, and I was changed to so much that I then desired to put him first in my life.
Mm.
If I'd truly known how significant it was, would I have changed my name?
Yeah.
You know, that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? The name change is just the significance of. Mm.
Showing a significance. Yes. Like, by making that change in your name. It's yes. to indicate
That's right.
Probably an the indication. Right word. Indicate something.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do we go to God when we're wanting something that seems impossible to change?
We go to him trusting that the way he answers resolves it, or even unresolves it, or it seems to be unresolved, is in his will, and it's his the best plan for us, the best pure, because it's pure. Everything God does is pure. The best pure answer for us right now.
Mm. Going just with that heart of trust that
it has to.
And I think that comes down to then knowing who God is, that he is all goodness, all loving, all knowing.
That's right. Not trusting in his love for me, trusting in his desire that I have the best life that I can have, living here on earth and after. Trusting that he can change circumstances if he desires it. And if circumstances aren't changing, then what am I learning from it? What am I still leaning into God? Am I still trusting him?
What's he trying to teach you?
Like maybe he's teaching me a thing of walk with trust.
Resilience.
Oh, yeah, perseverance.
Yeah. So for the weekly challenge, I've just written down, turn to God in the impossible. But I think we should add on to the end of that, turn to God in the impossible with a trusting heart.
Yeah, with knowing he can make all things possible with his will. But trusting and knowing, you just get, when you know the Lord more and more and more, you just know that he loves you so much that he wants the best for you. So if his answer is no, if his answer is wait, if his answer is yes, if his answer is maybe, you know, down the track or whatever it might be, you are satisfied with that answer. And you walk in that walk of trust, in that walk of knowing he is holding your hand so tightly, he will not let you slip and fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we say, oh, but I did, I failed in that. But he was trying to maybe teach us something. Maybe it was our pride. We didn't actually listen to God correctly. Whatever it was, he was trying to teach us something. And even if it was just teaching us to trust him.
In him, yeah. So that's our chat for this week. We hope that you've really enjoyed it. I think this is something that people do find challenging because we have so many things in life that we think are impossible.
We all do.
So we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.